Hello and welcome to the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and Instagram. The Jesus Witch Podcast is a show dedicated to opening the conversation about including Jesus in witchery practices. The goal of this podcast is to not be evangelical. The goal is to spread the love, light, truth, acceptance, and oneness that is Jesus Christ himself. Here at the Jesus Witch Podcast, we believe all people are loved by God and all people are loved by Jesus. We believe in community and the power of fellowship. We believe in giving whatever you reasonably can to help your neighbor who's in need. And above all, we believe in the power of creating a relationship with Jesus that is authentic and unique to you. Join me for new episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast every single Monday, and be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast. I'm your host, Lena Elsaya Lee, also known as Lena the Jesus Witch on TikTok and on Instagram. Today, I want to do an episode that's more like a little guide of how to start a Jesus witchery practice. I always get asked, how do I start? And I wanted to make like a cohesive list on how you could get started on your very own Jesus witchery practice. Before we jump into this episode, I just want to remind you of a couple of different ways that you could help support the Jesus Witch Podcast. So firstly, I have a Patreon where you can get early and ad-free episodes of the show, as well as community oracle readings, spell casting circles. I also have Bible-based printable grimoire pages and tarot spreads. There is so much different content on my Patreon that'll help you in your Jesus witchery journey and learning how to cast spells and incorporate the Bible into your practice. You can find the link to my Patreon and everything that I'm talking about right now in the show notes page. You could also help support the show by joining our Discord group, which the link for that is also in the show notes page. It's called the Jesus Witch Church. It's a really cool community. We talk about a bunch of different things there, but it's a great place to be if you want to be updated on any kind of Jesus witchery content that I create and put out for you. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're currently listening to us on and give us a rating of 5 stars because that helps get the word out about the show. You can follow me on TikTok and on Instagram at Lena the Jesus Witch. There's also a link in the show notes page to send a donation to the show if you feel so inclined to help the production of it. You may have noticed that I did not mention my Etsy shop, and that's because my Etsy shop is currently on vacation mode while I'm on half maternity leave. I'm going to call it half maternity leave because I'm still doing certain things like creating podcast episodes, writing spells for Patreon, writing our Zodiac guides for Patreon, hanging out in the Jesus Witch Church, making TikToks, doing all those cool things. But there are a couple of things that I just can't do while I adjust with a newborn, like tarot readings are really, really difficult right now. And creating spell oils is a little bit more challenging because one hand is always occupied at the moment with holding a baby. So I'm planning on reopening my Etsy shop sometime in May, but until then, those are the other ways you could help support the show. But now that we've got all of that housekeeping stuff out of the way, let's talk about how to start a Jesus witchery practice. So for this little guide-ish type episode, I wrote down 4 separate categories to talk about how to start a Jesus witchery practice. So the first step is to deconstruct your faith. The second step is to get to know Jesus or whatever Abrahamic deity you're focusing on first. The third step, incorporate Jesus witchery into your mundane life. And then the fourth step, start your Jesus witchery practice in a way that resonates with you. For each of these categories, I'm going to be sharing a couple of different ways to help do these things. But as like a disclaimer, this is not a foolproof guide. This is not a step-by-step, like this is exactly what you do and then you'll be a Jesus witch. Jesus witchery and witchery in general and spirituality in general is a case-by-case basis. It is meant to resonate with you. It is your relationship with spirit. It's not Jill and Bob and Janet's relationship with spirit. It's your relationship with spirit that we're focusing on. So your practice may not look the exact same as mine or the exact same as Billy down the streets, and that's totally okay. And your journey to Jesus witchery may not look the exact same. And maybe I will give you all of these suggestions and none of them will really resonate with you, but you'll get an idea of how you want to start your practice. And that's how you're going to do it because that's what resonates with you and that's what's most important. So I don't want this to be a be-all, end-all, like this is exactly how you do it. This is exactly how you become a Jesus witch, because it's not. There are many different ways to do it. There are many different ways to explore spirituality. This is just what makes the most sense to me. And this is how I did it. So this is how I'm going to share. This is how I'm going to present this information to you. So step one, deconstructing your faith. The goal of this particular step is to get to know what Jesus's energy or whatever Abrahamic deity that you're focusing on's energy means to you, how it relates to you, how you resonate with it, how you associate, what you associate Jesus to be, what you feel like his personality is. I'm going to use Jesus as the main example here because there are so many different Abrahamic deities that you could start with, but because this is the Jesus Witch podcast, we're going to talk about him. So learning what Jesus as energy means to you. So for me, Jesus's energy is a lot about learning how to treat others the way that you want to be treated. I feel like in my life, I didn't get the opportunity to really learn how to like interact with people properly because I was bullied for a really long time. So I look to Jesus to kind of learn how to have positive interactions with people and how to make positive memories with them. I also look to him for the whole teaching aspect because I am somebody who likes to share about faith and likes to quote unquote preach. So Jesus's teachings and how he preached and how he taught and how he related to his disciples and like really tried to see everybody and meet everybody where they were at is really important to me. But that might not be important to you. That might not be what Jesus is there to work with you on. So really like meditating and trying to figure out what his energy is and what it means for you. And it's not like something that's going to come instantaneously. So don't get frustrated if it takes a while to kind of figure out who Jesus is for you. It might take a lot of investigating to figure out who he is. But the point of this whole process and specifically this step is really just getting to know that energy and starting to experience it outside of a church or evangelical setting. Another suggestion that I wrote on my list is to investigate topics of faith that bring you fear in order to build your confidence. So for me, one thing that brought me a lot of fear was obviously witchcraft and doing divination. And like, is this really okay with God? Is God gonna like send me to the bad place if I want to read some tarot cards? So I started to investigate and I started to look in the Bible for examples of people doing divination, what they were doing it for, how they were doing it. And I came to the conclusion that a lot of holy people use divination, such as casting lots or reading silver bowls, to talk to God and to talk to Jesus and communicate with them and to get, you know, the idea of what their will would be. And once I figured that out, I said to myself, well, if they can do it, if the holy people in Acts can do it, why can't I do it, kind of thing? And like, why am I any different from them? We're all people, right? We're all supposed to be equal at the foot of the cross. So why can't I do it like them? So that's just an example, but find a topic that brings you a lot of fear, whether it be purity culture, hell, you know, witchcraft, whatever it is, find a topic and start researching it and really like diving in and seeing what the Bible actually says about it. Because 9 times out of 10, the rhetoric that you were fed in an evangelical church was just meant to control you and make you feel like you couldn't do things that were out of their like Christian binary. Another suggestion that I wrote under this category was to ask all the questions to all the different people. So it doesn't matter who you're asking these questions to. Ask them to witches, ask them to pagans, ask them to Jesus witches, ask them to pastors, whatever. Get as many different opinions as you can and see what resonates with you. Sift through these answers and find things that resonate with you and that could help build your faith, and take the ones that don't resonate with you and use them as an example of like what you don't agree with or what doesn't work for you in your faith. Not taking everybody's words to heart, but really like investigating them and dissecting through them and finding what is your truth versus what might be the church's truth or somebody else's truth. And somebody else's truth might align with your truth, but it doesn't always have to be like that, and that's okay. Now a quick break from this week's episode of the Jesus Witch Podcast to talk about a few ways you can help support the show. One way you can help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is to become a supporter of us on Patreon. On our Patreon, there are 4 different tiers that you could choose from, and they're all named after tarot cards. We have the Fool, the Magician, the Hierophant, and the High Priestess. In the Fool tier, you get early ad-free episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, extended show note pages when available, Christian tarot grimoire pages, and access to our monthly community oracle reading. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool tier, tarot spreads to help your connection with Christ, spirit, your higher self. I also like to put out new tarot spreads for each full moon or new moon, Wheel of the Year holiday, and zodiac sign. In the Magician tier, you also get one Bible-based spell grimoire page each month. This teaches you how to incorporate the Bible into your own spell practice. In the Hierophant tier, you get everything from the Fool and the Magician tiers, as well as a Happy Mail package from me every single month with the ingredients to make a spell, as well as an extra Bible-based spell page for your grimoire. And then you get access to our spellcasting Zoom each month where we do the spell that I sent you together. In the High Priestess tier, you get everything from the Magician, Fool, and Hierophant tiers, as well as an extra Bible-based spell from the Sun and Moon Oily Co. in your Happy Mail package each month, and a one-on-one Zoom call with me every single month to discuss your practice, how you're growing, and any suggestions that I could give to you to help you on your path. Patreon tiers start at $6.66 per month, and you can find the link to that in the show notes page. Another way you could help support the show is by shopping at my Etsy shop, the Sun and Moon Oily Co. Over on the Sun and Moon Oily Co., I offer Bible-based spell oils, ritual bath salts, Jesus Witch or Christian Witch specific mystery boxes, and custom spell oils. Over on my Etsy shop is where you can also book different types of readings with me. I offer tarot readings for your inner child, channel messages from Jesus or from Lilith. I also have a listing for general tarot readings. You could grab a soul contract reading between yourself and another person, or yourself and a deity that you're working with or curious to work with, or even grab an astrology reading for yourself or an astrology reading for your kiddos to help you parent them better and more effectively. There's also Jesus Witch merch on my Etsy shop and so many other things that I am planning on adding to my shop. So head over to the Sun and Moon Oily Co. to check that out. Another thing you can do to support the growth of the Jesus Witch podcast is join our Discord community. The Jesus Witch Church is our free 18+ Discord community where we host Jesus Witch church services and moon circles. This is your place to ask all Jesus Witch or witchy questions in general and make some really awesome friends. You can find the link to our church in the show notes page. Another free way you could support the Jesus Witch podcast is by sharing this show with a friend and rating it on whatever podcasting app you're using with 5 stars. Leaving us a nice review really helps get the word out about the show, and don't forget to subscribe to us on your favorite podcasting app. Another thing you could do to help the creation of the show is send a donation to the Jesus Witch podcast via Cash App or PayPal. It takes a lot of time and effort for me to create the Jesus Witch podcast, and getting donations helps me get the support and help that I need to be able to create this type of content for you. Donations also help keep this podcast free to everybody, so if you love this show and the information that's being put out there, please consider sending a donation to my PayPal or my Cash App. The username on both is the Jesus Witch Podcast, but the link for both of those can be found in the show notes page. And the final way that you could help support the creation of the Jesus Witch Podcast is by sending me a gift. In the show notes page, I have the link to my Amazon wish list. Everything that I put on this wish list was put there to help create content for you. Simply put, buying things off of this Amazon wish list helps me so that I don't have to purchase them myself, so I can put more of my resources in towards making the Jesus Witch podcast. If you would like to support the Jesus Witch podcast by buying me a gift or in any other way, you could find all the links to everything mentioned in this ad in the show notes page. Now let's get back to the show.
Another thing that's important, but I personally haven't done too much of, but it is important and I do encourage doing it, is investigating the lost scriptures, the Apocrypha, the Nag Hammadi, those kind of things, those extra pieces of the Bible that we don't necessarily recognize in evangelicalism. They could be super useful to giving you information about the different deities and about, you know, Jesus himself and about, you know, Christianity and how you're going to relate to it. I also suggest researching different Abrahamic deities. So like looking into the Abrahamic God, looking into Asherah, Sophia, Lilith, Jesus, the archangels, saints, like really getting to know the Abrahamic pantheon and expanding your horizons. Because I know me personally growing up, it was when I was in the Catholic Church, it was really like God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and Mother Mary. But there's so much more than those, you know, four different entities. There's also Mary Magdalene. There's, you know, the apostles. There's so many. There's Lazarus. There's Mary and Martha. There's so many different people in the Bible who can be worked with and who can be connected to and who you can learn lessons from and learn, you know, different things about the spirit from. So just researching all of them. And, you know, it's not meant to be a race. It's not meant to be like, you know, one day I'm going to Google this and I'm going to become an expert 100% know everything kind of thing. But the purpose of this step is to get curious. It's to look at things through a new lens. It's not meant to be judgmental. It's not meant to judge you or, you know, rag on your past and make you feel bad for the way you either grew up or the way you saw faith in you know, previous years. But it's meant to open your eyes to something new and allow you to broaden your horizons and really like think in a different way. Just a couple of ideas that might help during this specific phase of becoming a Christian witch or a Jesus witch. Read books that help deconstruct Christianity. So Discovering Christian Witchcraft by Mimi and Sarah. That's a fan favorite. I highly recommend go buy it. When God Had a Wife is another really good book. I don't really like the last two chapters of that particular book, but the rest of it is absolutely fucking fantastic and I highly recommend. Jesus Through Pagan Eyes, Misquoting Jesus. These are all really good books. Listen to episodes of the Jesus Witch podcast series, The Deconstruction Diaries. If you haven't listened to those, The Deconstruction Diaries are stories from other people that talk about their deconstruction journey and how they went from evangelicalism into Christian witchcraft or wherever they landed in their practice kind of thing. So going and listening to those episodes and really getting a feel for how other people developed their Christian witch practices or their witchery practices in general. Follow Christian witches on social media. Read your Bible. Not just like reading your Bible, but read your Bible and investigate it and research any biases you might have. So the second step in becoming a Jesus witch or how to start your Jesus witchery practice is get to know Jesus or whatever Abrahamic deity you're going to start working with first. But just for the purpose of here, we're going to use Jesus. However, you can fill in any deity you like there. So one, ask them questions about themselves using your favorite divination method, whether it be tarot or pendulums or bones or whatever it may be. Me personally, I like using tarot for these kinds of things, but you might be into something different and that's totally okay because, again, our practices don't have to look the exact same. Invite their energy to come hang out with you for a day. So you could do this by simply calling Jesus's energy into your space, or you can light a candle for him, or you could just like say like, hey, Jesus, when I go and do XYZ today, like I want you to be with me there. So even if you forget to ask him to be with you right as you start that activity, like he'll be there because you asked him preemptively kind of thing. Talk to them. It doesn't need to be fancy. It doesn't necessarily need to be for prayer. Just talk to Jesus. Talk to your deity. Talk to them about how your day's going. Tell them like the things you're doing. Like, oh, you know, I'm going to go cook some soup now. I'm going to put basil in it. I'm going to put this in it. I'm going to do that. You know, like just incorporate Jesus into your life kind of thing. Just talk so that they can listen and so that you can get a feel for talking to Jesus's energy or talking to whatever deity's energy that you're working with. So that it's not as awkward to do when you are praying and you are asking for things and you are manifesting with them. It's just a little easier because you've already had that conversation. A couple of quick ideas to do for this specific category is plan a date for you and Jesus and consciously talk to him while you're doing your activities. So you could go bike riding with Jesus. You could bring him to a coffee shop. You could bring him to the corner store with you and take him grocery shopping and make that a special day with him, like kind of thing. Just set that intentional time to be with Jesus and to spend with him and to bring him in on your life kind of thing. Do a talking to Jesus tarot reading with your deck. This is a specific reading structure that I wrote a while ago. You could actually find it on my Patreon, the tarot spread for a talking to Jesus reading, but essentially you're just asking Jesus what his energy is meant to look like for you and what you're meant to work on and like how to start doing that with him. Share music that you like with Jesus and songs that remind you of Jesus with him and explain to him why these songs resonate with you and remind you of him. So like an example that's coming to my head is the song Screen by 21 Pilots. That used to be like a big God song for me and a big like Jesus song for me. And I would say to Jesus like, oh, this song reminds me of you because I can't like lie to you. I can't like hide my personality or the way that I'm feeling from you. And it became a sort of thing whenever I was having a bad day, I'd put my playlist on shuffle and Screen would come first. And I'd be like, huh, Jesus is looking out for me. It's nice. So doing things like that, like, really helps establish a relationship, and it helps, like, bring in little cues so that you know when things are from him or when he's, like, kind of lurking around, sort of thing. And finally, just asking Jesus's energy to be there with you during days that you know are going to be difficult, or even days that you know are going to be fun. Just really being conscious about having him be with you and asking his energy to be in your space. So the third step of starting a Jesus witchery practice is incorporating Jesus witchery into your mundane life. I personally feel like the easiest way to have a witchery practice is to incorporate it in your mundane life. And being, like, freshly postpartum, like, I'm currently 3.5 weeks postpartum as I'm recording this. Being freshly postpartum, there's not a lot of time to really dedicate to my practice and to witchcraft. So having a mundane practice before, you know, I gave birth really has helped in this postpartum period, because I don't feel like I'm neglecting my spirituality, because I already, like, established how to incorporate it into my life right now. A couple of examples of that are when I, you know, wash my face. Like, I've been really conscious about washing my face using my Choose Joy spell oil, which is something you'll be able to get off of my Etsy shop when it's back in motion. But using my Choose Joy oil and washing my face and being, like, intentional with that, I dedicate that time to my deities. So when I'm washing my face and I'm spending time with my skincare, that's really for Venus, and that's me connecting with the divine feminine and trying to, like, I don't know if you've seen that TikTok trend of, like, getting your pink back after you have a baby, but that's my way of getting my pink back, is, like, by being really connected to the divine feminine and asking her to make me feel better in this state of life, and I really, like, enjoy this stage of life that I'm in, sort of thing. And then when I use my Choose Joy oil, I ask Jesus to, like, be with me for that day, to, you know, hang out with me and my kids, to, you know, just be by my side. And this is part of my mundane routine, because I use it to, like, detangle my hair, so I'm, like, using it to brush my hair anyway, and it's something I established beforehand that I could bring into my practice now, and it's really helped. So I 100% think that creating a mundane witchery practice is really, really, really important, because when life gets difficult, when it gets stressful, when it gets hectic, that's what you're going to cling to. So a couple more examples of asking Jesus to be in your mundane life. Jesus is living water, so talk to him when you're in the shower. Spellcast with him in the shower. Manifest with him in the shower by just talking things into existence and asking him to help bring them to fruition, kind of thing. Ask him to energize your coffee or your tea in the morning. Stir it clockwise so that you're bringing abundance into you. And ask Jesus for an abundance of energy, an abundance of focus, an abundance of whatever you want for that day. And that's, like, an easy way to kind of incorporate him, especially if you're somebody who likes a morning beverageino. Ask Jesus to guide your steps while you're putting on your shoes in the morning, while you're, you know, lacing up those sneakers, getting ready to hit the pavement. Why did I say it that way? That was so dorky. But while you're getting ready to start your day and, you know, walk out of your house, while you're putting your shoes on, asking Jesus to guide your steps, to bring you to the places that'll lead you to your highest potential. Asking Jesus to talk to you through the music you hear that day, which is also called shufflemancy. That's also something you can do. Use cleaning or beauty products that have ingredients in them that could be magical. So, like, cleaning your house with something that has, like, lemon scent in it to cleanse and purify, or something with pine in it because it'll help protect your home. Just focusing on ingredients that can also be used in a magical way and charging them with Jesus's energy. Doing color magic, specifically focusing on working with red, purple, and blue. I say specifically these three colors because red is highly associated with Jesus for, like, the blood of the lamb, purple is associated with his royalty, and then blue is the color of spirituality and connecting with spirit. So I feel like those three would be a good place to start. But if you associate Jesus with another color, please work with that. Obviously, it's meant to be what resonates with you. And then finally, the last thing that I have written on this part of my list is spending time in the Bible app every single day. I feel like it's really easy to spend time in the Bible app every day. You're getting your phone out to scroll TikTok, to scroll Facebook, Pinterest, whatever it might be. So you can use 5 minutes of that scroll time to open the Bible app and just read the verse of the day and kind of ask Jesus how that resonates with you, or how, you know, even if it doesn't, just getting to know the Bible a little bit more by getting these tidbits and these verses. So yeah, those are the ways that I suggest to incorporate Jesus witchery into your mundane life. And then the final step is to actually start your Jesus witchery practice in a way that resonates with you. And that's the important part, that resonates with you. So if any of these tips did not resonate with you, don't use them. Use things that resonate with you. So firstly, cast a spell with Jesus. I personally recommend that beginners start with simple spells, like with manifestation spells or a simple protection spell. Nothing too fancy, nothing too like out there kind of thing. You don't want your first spell to be like a justice magic spell or, you know, trying to like manifest the lottery kind of thing. Like, that's not a good first spell. So go with something small and like ask Jesus's energy to be there with you. Get a deity candle with Jesus. This can be a white pillar candle. This could be a scented candle. This could be a fancy candle that you buy at a store, whatever it might be. I personally like white pillar candles, and then I like to put my own oils in them. I'll put like my Protected by Self Love oil in there, and then like some lavender and fun stuff. But I like to personally make my own deity candles that way. But whatever, again, whatever resonates with you is the way to do it. You could even use a battery operated candle if you don't like flames or if you can't have flames in your space. Another thing that you could do if you feel called to do so is create an altar dedicated to Jesus. Some things that might be fun to include on a Jesus witchery altar are pictures of Jesus, different crystals such as selenite, rose quartz, or bloodstones. Water elements is also really good to add for a Jesus altar because Jesus is living water sort of thing. Anything that really will make you think of Jesus, a statue of him, rosaries, crosses, whatever it may be, anything that makes you feel connected and think of him, that's what you should put on your Jesus witchery altar. Another thing that I recommend people do when they're starting their practice is to familiarize yourself with witchcraft practices and deities outside of Christianity to just help you find your niche. Because like, as much as you might be a Christian witch or a Jesus witch, you could also be like a crystal witch or a garden witch or a kitchen witch. You know, there are other different types of witchcraft, and learning about the practice as a whole and then incorporating Jesus into it, I feel like, is how a lot of people do their Jesus witchery and Christian witchery practices. So knowing more about witchcraft in general is definitely a good thing. And then finally, my biggest piece of advice, and probably the most important tip, if you don't take any other tip from this list, take this one. Take your time in your witchery practice. This is a journey. This is not a destination. You do not need to rush into it. You do not need to be an expert on everything witchcraft tomorrow. You just need to learn at your own pace, go at your own pace, you know, go at things with grace, and really just try to connect with spirit. The purpose of Jesus witchery and witchcraft in general and spirituality is to feel connected to something bigger than yourself. It's not to cross off boxes. It's not to, you know, catch up to the next person. It's not to make your practice look exactly like somebody else's. It's for you to feel connected. So whatever you do, do things that make you feel connected and make you feel like you are honoring spirit. Not somebody else, you. You are who matters in your practice. That sentence sounded weird, but I'm going to leave it anyway. But yeah, that is our list and our little guide of how to start a Jesus witchery practice. I hope that this episode was helpful for you and that you resonated with it and that, you know, some of the tips were helpful. And if they weren't, I hope they just gave you some ideas of ways to start your own practice. Like I said in the beginning of this episode, you can find different ways to help support the Jesus Witch Podcast by heading over to the show notes page and subscribing to us on whatever podcasting platform that you're currently listening to us on. Give this podcast a rating of 5 stars to help get the word out. I would really appreciate that. And don't forget to follow me on TikTok and Instagram. So now my favorite part of our episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, our verse of the episode. So today I want to look at Psalm 56, verse 3. Little baby noises. I love that there's going to be baby noises in the next, like, good chunk of episodes of the Jesus Witch Podcast, because this baby girl does not let me put her down. So that's going to be fun to listen back at and hear the little squeaks when she's older. I love that. Anyway, we're going to be looking at Psalm 56, verse 3, which says, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." And I really like this verse. It's super simple, super easy. It's a good one to use in an anxiety spell if you want your first spell to be an anxiety one. It's a good one to establish trust with Jesus or with God, whoever you're directing that spell towards. And yeah, I like that verse and I wanted to share it with you. So that is our first or that's our this that's this episode, the first episode, like real episode that I recorded postpartum. I hope you still like the Jesus Witch podcast. But anyway, thank you again for listening. And I will see you next time for another episode of the Jesus Witch podcast. All right. Bye.